AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department sent a judge a redacted version of the affidavit it relied on when its federal agents searched former President Donald Trump's Florida estate to look for classified documents. The federal magistrate will decide whether the sealed FBI affidavit will become public, and if so, how much is disclosed. In New York, prosecutors say two people pleaded guilty in a scheme to peddle a diary and other items belonging to President Biden's daughter to the conservative group Project Veritas, which is best known for conducting hidden camera stings that have embarrassed news outlets, labor organizations, and Democratic politicians. Rafael Grossi, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says he hopes to send a mission to assess the situation at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine within days.
This operation is extremely complex. For starters, getting there. This is a war zone. This is in Ukraine. It's already difficult. I've been there twice already. I was in Chernobyl, where we were also working and stabilizing the site.
The plant operator says the facility has been cut off from the electrical grid. Government revision shows the economy shrank 0.6% in the last quarter. It's the second straight quarter of economic contraction, an informal sign of a recession. Jobs do not appear to be a problem in this economy. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week as the labor market continues to stand out as one of the strongest segments of the economy. For the week ending August 20th, applications for unemployment fell by 2,000 to 243,000, says the Labor Department.
A new study says what forecasters consider dangerous heat will happen at least three times more often in coming decades as climate change worsens. It means a heat index, which combines temperature and humidity, of 103 degrees or higher, but it will hit those places 20 to 50 times a year by mid-century. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says monkeypox cases have been dropping.
The UN Health Agency reported nearly 6,000 new weekly cases and said two countries, Iran and Indonesia, reported the first cases. To date, more than 45,000 cases have been reported in 98 countries since late April. WHO says cases in the Americas accounted for 60% of cases in the past month, while cases in Europe comprise about 38%. It says infections in the Americas showed a continuing steep rise. I'm Zaria Shakili.
North Korea says it found four new fever cases in its border region with China that may have been caused by coronavirus infections, 2 weeks after leader Kim Jong-un declared a widely disputed victory over the virus. North Korea's state-run news agency said health workers were conducting genetic tests on four people. Ed Donahue, AP News.